And now, another message from our founder and president, Mr. Ken.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, all of you idiots, you rubes, you suckers, you employees of God, how much more stupid, how loathsome and dense, how execrably gullible.
You little monkey.
You bastard.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Oh, you're still here. Shouldn't you be up at work by now? Come on, get up. Up, 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 up.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look way down the river, and what do you think I see? I see a band of angels, and they're coming after me. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave.
I don't have numbers.
Can hold my.
Hey, it's Curly. You know. God.
Well, look down yonder, Gabriel.
Fucking hearing
put
things.
Put your feet on the land and sea. But Gabriel, don't you blow
anyway,
your trumpet.
Hey guys.
Till you hear from me. There ain't no.
Thanks for being there tonight as I go on. On the computer machine, radio machine.
Ain't no grave can hold my.
I need to look for numbers here. I don't have anything. I have a few that came in, I think. One in particular from Nova Machine. I think he's placing ads or something like that in the Craigslist machine. I have to look around for that. See if I can locate those numbers. Oh, here they are. I got them.
Meet me in the middle of the air.
What else I got?
And if these wings don't fail,
I got some request a prank too. Request a prank.
Ain't no.
Is that plural? Request a prank. I think that's what I'll. I deem that to be plural version of request a prank. No S at the end. There's quite a few numbers here, actually.
Mother and father, meet me down the.
I know I sent a month worth of request a prank to Sloth last week. But here we go. Okay, cool. I got some numbers we can call. Alright, so there's an ad here. Placed by Nova, I believe. Yes, he made a for a free Nintendo 64. N64, you remember that, guys? Wasn't that a piece of shit console that was dead at birth? Not as bad as GameCube was. So there's a few people that replied wanting the N64. Someone for two daughters ages 15 and 6. They don't want to play that. You're going to give... Fuck. Wow. Exactly. All right. Well, we'll give them shit, you know? Let's give those people shit now. That's Sabrina, who has a 15-year-old and a 6-year-old and is begging for the free Nintendo 64. I'd be so pissed off. All right, so let's do the math. N64 came out in 96. It came off in the fall of 96, and it's 2014. Holy shit. So that... Oh, my God, I'm so old. That was my senior year of high school. That was 18 years ago. Am I doing the math right? Yeah, because 14 and 18 years ago. Well, not even. All right, let's say 17 because it's February still. All right, I'll give you 17 years. So what would be a 17-year-old system in 96, let's say, would have been like an Atari 2600. I would have been so pissed off. If my mom's like, here, I got you free something, I'd be like, wow, great. Thanks for the Atari 2600 in 1997. So, I'm just saying. Now, the 5-year-old's stupid. It's a stupid baby. It has stupid baby syndrome. We have a fund going around for that, I'm told. I don't know why that happened. That cause got taken up here in my house. I hear there's a story about it. That I was on vacation. Yeah. Boss, funky boss, funky boss. All right, so this is with two controllers, a copy of Conker's Bad Fur Day. Awesome game. I recommend you get an emulator and play that. Play the... there's an Xbox version, too. But I guess it'd be easier to get the emulation going for the N64 version of that. It's hard as fuck. Even on the easy settings, that game was hard as fuck. I never beat it in real life, although I played it a lot. I kept renting it and renting it for free because I worked at a grocery store lobby counter in the front. And we rented out videotapes and Nintendo 64 games and whatnot. So at the end of the day, if no one took it, I would just take it out for the night. It was cool because you could save to the... you didn't have to save to the cartridge anymore. You could save onto the memory card. So. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Also, GoldenEye, Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask, and Banjo 3E, Revenge of King Jiggy. Is that real? And Pokemon Snap. Well, he's got all the fucking good games on there. Every single... good one, except for Mario 64. Anyway, blah, 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 guys, right? How about I just fucking do the call already and just stop not sitting here like a shit, like a big shit, not doing the prank calls. Let's hope that everything works. I don't know. It took me a long time to come on because I forgot how to log in to everything.
Hello?
Is that Sabrina?
Yeah.
Hi, Sabrina. I put an ad for a Nintendo 64 with a few games there for free, and I was gonna give it to someone, and I went over to their house, and they were beating their dog. So I said, absolutely not. I would like to give it to you instead. I'm sorry for calling you so late. Hello? Sabrina? Come on.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Bitch. Hey, man. You're really bumming me out, man. I tried to call a few of you people in New York about this free N64 machine, and you don't answer, and it's wasting my time and everyone else who's listening. So if you people wouldn't mind getting out of your ass, it says city that never sleeps, motherfucker.
To replay your message, press 1. To continue recording, press 2. To delete, re-record your message.
Hey, man, you're really blowing me out. I tried to call a few people in New York about this free N64. Right.
Your message has been sent. Thank you for you.
There you go. All right. Yeah, music in the background and everything. White people rap music. White people Jews rapping. Beautiful thing. Lonesome Loser here. That's another beautiful thing. David is, he's got for sale a 16-inch chainsaw and a Mary Jane threadmill plain Jane, not electric, whatever that means. $25. Sorry. Let me calm down. Let's give him a call. Big David here has got a chainsaw and a log splitter. A lawnmower, chainsaw, and a log splitter. I want to hear that prank. We'll play it. Because I don't abide by copyright problems anymore because I'm not doing video on YouTube now, and I hope I never do again. Fucking YouTube. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hello?
Oh, my God. You are there. Is that David?
Yeah.
I see you got a chainsaw.
Yeah, I've got a chainsaw.
How many horses on that motherfucker?
I mean, what?
How many horses on that motherfucker?
I don't know how many they are.
You don't know how many horses on that motherfucker? All right, and what kind of engine's on that motherfucker?
What are you talking about?
On the fucking chainsaw. How many horses? Well, you don't know how many horses.
CCs. It's about 34 CCs.
All right, what kind of fuel you put in that motherfucker? You mix it with the oil and the shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that motherfucker cuts pretty good.
Yeah.
How many times you use that motherfucking shit?
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
Fuck you. Don't be like that. That was stupid and childish, but funny just to say motherfucker. It feels good. I love saying motherfucker and shit. And damn it. And fucking shit. I like saying that. A lot. I love it. I love saying it. Oh, yeah, Lonesome. Numbers from Lonesome.
Hello?
Hey, boy.
Yeah.
The phone cut off or something. So $25, right?
70.
It says 25 here, not electric, $25.
Oh, you must have been looking at something else.
Motherfucker. It's right here. It says right here in this motherfucker, $25.
Hey, there's no big call back.
Well, why'd you put the ad? I have permission to call. You put an ad.
What'd you see it under?
It says, for sale, like new, popular, and 16-inch chainsaw. Then what's $25?
Oh, that was the thread mill. That's,
What's that motherfucking shit?
That's something you work out on.
Thread fucking mill? Like you fucking sit on it?
Yeah.
And what's it do? Puts the thing up your fucking ass? How's it work?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that what you do? You sit down and you put in your fucking ass?
It goes, hey, don't be calling back, all right?
Goes in your fucking ass? You have an anal orgasm ever? Are you having one? Did you have one ever? Did you have one ever? An anal orgasm. Yep. All right, continuing. Let's see what Lonesome sent here on the machine, guys. Let's play music. Also music. What the hell is this explanation? Sultan of Brunei is Hausan Bakala. What? Known most for his love of expensive cars and luxurious jets. And there's a... supposedly the people of the country love their sultan. It is frowned upon to insult the sultan and the royal family. So he's thinking it might be interesting to get numbers in the country of Brunei. Brunei? Where is that? It sounds specific. Pacific to me is what it sounds like. So no numbers yet from that gentleman, but he is working on them, I suppose. Very good. All right, we got... What a ceiling 5 foot tall quarter operated gumball machine. It's been restored. $250 OBO. OBO. This is Big Bobby. Alright, never mind. Hello?
Please leave your message for
Bobby.
Bobby. Fuck a Bobby. Look at my contacts. Anybody we haven't called in a long time in this motherfucker? Let's look for that. All I got is Turkish Kitchen and shit. I don't know. Do I really care for the Turkish Kitchen again? I also got the number at home. Alright, I'll give the home number a try. He never picks up the home number.
Hello?
Hey, is Johnny there?
Hold on just a second.
Alright, hurry up, okay? Hurry the fuck up.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Is that Johnny?
What is Johnny?
Who picked up the phone? Who's that?
My wife.
What's she doing?
Sitting down.
She's what? Sitting down?
Yeah.
Oh, what are you guys doing? Watching TV tonight?
Yeah. Hey, it's Mario?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking.
Yeah, how you been, brother?
Yeah, sitting down. I was just getting out of work.
Yeah, I got some bad news today.
What kind of bad news?
Yeah, the doctor called me back on those tests I had last week.
Yeah?
Yeah, apparently I'm stupid. No, apparently I'm all fucked up. They're going to have to operate. They think I have, there's a mass on my body. I don't really want to tell you where, you know.
A mass?
Yeah. It's
cancerous?
It's cancerous. They said it's stage four.
Stage four?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's too serious, right? Because it starts, where does it start at?
That's serious, dude.
That's not that bad.
What is it, the pancreas is him?
What?
What is it, the pancreas?
Yeah.
That's bad, man.
Man, and then I don't know, because they were like, you know, you want to get your affairs in order, and I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I don't understand what they mean by that, you know?
What that means is it's bad.
Like, how bad? Like, am I going to die?
Stage four is the last step, man.
Oh, my God.
You ought to be, like, scared to death.
Well, they said something about, they said 6 to 9 months, they said.
That's as long as they give you live.
So, yeah, I kind of wasn't paying too much attention because I was trying to get them to explain right about what it meant, like number four. I was like, so 4 out of 1 through 4? And she's like, yeah. And then I was like, so 1 being the lowest, and we got like to a back and forth. I couldn't really understand which one was the lowest or the highest.
Where did you go to the doctor at, though?
Huh?
You go to town or Knoxville?
Yeah.
You go to St. Mary's?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so he says like 6 to 9. He says 6 to 9 weeks
back. They said he had pancreas cancer, stage 4. They just told him that. I guess.
What the fuck am I gonna do?
I don't know, Mike. You need to tell your dad.
Motherfucker.
Mom, too. I mean,
I have. They don't even know. Like, I have a boyfriend and everything.
I don't know, man. I mean, I'd kind of.
Will you come over and maybe help me out? I want to tell them. I got to tell them, you know?
I just called them, Mike, already. I mean, they're going to be upset too, man. I'm telling you, they're going to be, like, ecstatic.
I'm going to need support. I don't know.
You're going to need a lot of support, dude. I mean, that's...
Yeah. There's a few things I guess I want to do before I die, you know?
Yeah, man. Have you got a second opinion yet? Went to another doctor?
Yeah, that was a second opinion, yeah.
That was the second opinion, right? In 6 to 9 months.
Motherfucker, huh?
I don't know, man. I mean, that's you're too damn young for shit like that.
Well.
Yeah, man. I mean, I hate that for you, man.
I'm not too worried about it. I'm sure nothing. I'm sure it'll just go away. I'll beat this thing, you know. I'll beat this thing.
I sure hope you do, man. I swear.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna. Well, I'm gonna quit work. I think is what I'm gonna do. Then I got some CDs that I'm gonna cash in because I'm not gonna make it until those things get annuity. I guess I cashed in those CDs, and I don't know. I think I was reading. One of my friends was showing me a website where you can go to Costa Rica or Dominican Republic, and they have hookers and whores and stuff. I'm sure for enough money, I can have this. I can fuck them without a condom and everything, anything, because nothing's going to happen now, you know?
Well, it ain't contagious or nothing like that. I mean, it's something that's just personally yours. I mean,
so I can fuck them. I can fuck guys and stuff. I don't have to worry about getting AIDS or anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it now. I really would. I'd do what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. Now I wanted to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. What about your wife?
No, you ain't done that.
Well, maybe can I watch you guys? You know, I just thought maybe get a little kinky, a little sexy, horny.
Oh, Lord, Michael.
I'm gonna take a big shit when I die.
That makes hope. I mean, they got medicine.
He said, "I'm gonna take a big shit when I die." He said, "You're gonna take like a big shit like that."
Well, we all do that. I mean, that's the last thing we do.
Yeah.
Everybody does that. I mean,
yeah. So I'm gonna do some drugs and everything. I'm gonna do all that stuff.
I'll tell your mom and dad first.
Well, I'll do that.
Really?
I'm gonna do all. I'm gonna do. I had like several different drugs. I'm gonna do. You know, hard drugs, hardcore drugs.
Damn, man. That's
unbelievable,
man.
Well, I'm gonna cash those CDs. I'm gonna have about $120,000. That should be enough to get through. And I figure if I really party hard, I might be able to get out, you know, kick the bucket 6 months, not wait the whole 9 months, you know? Fuck this place. This is bullshit. I'm going to go down to the Dominican Republic down there, you know, and I'm going to get with those fucking, those hookers and stuff. I'm going to fuck without a condom on, you know, I'm going to fuck them unprotected sex, you know, because I don't care if I get anything. Fuck it, you know?
Shit.
Yeah. I'm just going to do a lot. When I come back, I'm going to do a lot of different drugs. I'm going to do a lot of different stuff. And the one doctor was telling me that he'll sell me like propofol and like nitrous. He said it's like a gas. He said he'll sell it to me and everything, and that he can get marijuana for me and everything.
He can get all that stuff for you now. And anything you want, you probably get for him.
Yeah, and they said morphine, cocaine, heroin. They said that.
But did they say they're gonna do surgery?
They said they can, but it's stupid. He said that it's stupid. Basically.
Spread, I know that.
Yeah.
But, stage 4?
Yeah, stage 4, yeah. I've been drinking and driving.
Yeah.
I was drinking and driving. I was doing donuts in the school parking lot and everything. I was throwing the bottles out after I drank them out the window and they were breaking.
Damn.
I unloaded like a whole 12 pack almost of empty beer bottles in that parking lot.
Have fun doing that, because
I walked right in the store and said, give me another, and I got the good shit, too, the Heineken. So give me another 12-pack of those Heineken motherfuckers, I said.
Damn.
Yeah.
And you just, the day you get that opinion?
Yep.
Damn.
I'm really drunk. I'm going to go back to work drunk and everything. I'm going to be there drunk every day until they fire me. Or until I get the money from the CDs, I'm cashing whatever comes first.
I'd cash all this shit in my kids. If I had them, I'd go ahead and cash them in.
You know, party. You want to come party with me? We're going to have a bachelor party for me is what I want.
We're going to get you married, then.
Well, I'll cover you. You go to the Dominican Republic with me, you know?
You ain't lying to me, are you?
What?
You ain't lying to me, are you?
No, really. They said stage 4 cancer machine. I know, right, motherfucker?
That's quite fucking long, man.
That's fucking crazy.
Hey, damn, he ain't 30 yet, eh?
What?
He ain't 30 years old yet.
I know. Apparently he said that. You know, it happens. He said I could eat a lot of seeds.
Yeah, but hell, I mean, that's not going to be no good eating damn seeds.
All right, well, fuck you, you know? Fuck you.
Hey, how you doing, Mom?
Fuck you. Really? Fuck you. Fuck really? My mom. Fuck my dad. Fuck everybody.
You need to call your mom and dad.
You need to shut the fuck up, asshole. I'm so drunk. You need to shut the fuck up.
Call your mom and dad.
Shut the fuck up.
You need to go see him.
You don't tell me what to do, okay. Motherfucker.
You need to go see him, Michael.
You need to go to hell, motherfucker.
I know.
Son of a motherfucker. Motherfucker.
So you did it.
What? I'm in the toilet. I'm not even gonna flush the toilet anymore, you know? I'm not gonna even flush the toilet anymore.
I don't even worry about that. That's the least of your worries.
Fuck that flushing toilet bullshit. I'm not going to ever flush the toilet again. I'll make everyone else flush it for me.
There you go.
Hell yeah, motherfucker. I'm a mess. I got blood all over me, my shirt, and my knuckles. I don't even know how it happened.
What the hell happened? You just been in a fight?
I got into a fight.
With who?
Some guy. I heard about the news and I got upset and I was at the Red Box machine.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, are you the Red Box guy? And the guy said, no. And I said, you motherfucker, like that. And I threw an empty beer bottle at his car.
Damn. It ain't going to be no good to spend your time in jail, man.
I don't give a fuck.
Damn.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get all those fucking Dominican whores. I'm going to fuck them and everything. It's going to be great.
They said he was a cow. Whatever he wanted there.
I got to piss some more. I've been pissing in the sink.
In the sink?
In the sink, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, motherfucker.
Tell your mama dead.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll get up right on that. You got it. Yeah, whatever.
Seriously, tell your mama dead.
Okay, bye.
Michael, come and see me. I'll be seeing you later.
You're not going to come see me?
Yeah, I'm going to come see you.
Okay.
Bring a big old fat joint.
Good, we're going to smoke a lot of drugs and everything. All the drugs we can find. God damn motherfucker, you know? All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Michael, call me back.
Yeah, okay, bye. God damn it, shut up. Shut up already. So anyway, numbers coming in from Brunei. Here's a hotel. Don't worry, a woman answered. Oh, hey, sexy, how are you?
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing, sexy? How are you?
Hello, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, hi. I was calling about the Sultan.
What's your name, sir?
Oh, this is Valente. Valente, you've heard of me, Valente?
What's your name, sir?
Fucking shit. Valente?
Oh, wait, sir.
Okay.
Hello, sir.
Yes, hello. This is Vagina. My name is Vagina.
Huh?
Yes, my name is Vagina.
In English?
My name is Vagina, yes.
Yes. So, you're going to book, sir.
Well, she called. She asked what my name was. I was telling her. She's so stupid that she gave you the phone.
Yes, I'm so sorry for that matter, sir.
Okay, so you know the Sultan of this country? The Sultan?
Yes, sir.
He's an asshole, you know?
Yes.
He's a stupid asshole. Do you know that? You know what I mean?
Yes.
This is a stupid country, and your Sultan is a stupid asshole.
I'm so sorry for that matter, sir. I hope you understand, because my co-worker is not understand you, so I do apologize for her.
Oh, okay. Good. Good.
Okay, sir.
Can she apologize to me, or she doesn't know how? Is she stupid?
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
So, sir, can I help you?
Yes. Well, no. Can you wait on the line? I'm going to call someone else, okay?
Okay.
I'm calling someone else.
Hello, Neto Fan.
Hey, Monkey, how are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, sir. Hello. I'm on the line.
Hello?
Hello? Can I help you?
Hello? Hello,
can I help you, sir? Can I help you, ma'am? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
You boleh kuat sikit suara ka? Tidak dengar jelas. Hello?
I can understand. Can you speak English, ma'am? If you don't speak, can you speak in English if you don't mind?
Hello?
Can you, hello, hello. Can you hear me? Can you speak in the English?
Huh?
Can you speak in the English? Can I help you? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello, sir?
Hello, sir. You still in the line?
Oh, that's someone else.
Okay. So, do you want to book with us, sir?
Well,
or,
I had to call someone else, you know? You understand? I call someone else?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Anyway, may I know what's in the line?
Oh, they hung up. They hung up. Oh, this is Vagina. My name is Vagina.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you want to book with us?
Well, I was curious about that. But I needed to call someone else.
Hello, 925.
Hello?
Hello?
Somebody's calling. Somebody's in the line. I can understand if you want to book with us or not.
Hello?
Oh, my God. Okay, so just call it later if you're done calling somebody.
Hello?
Hello? Can I help you, sir? Can I help you?
Yes?
Do you want to book with our hotel? Or give a reservation?
Hotel for what?
Okay. So this number, sir, is for the number of the hotel. So if you want to book with us, just tell me and I will write down. Then I'll give a reservation booking for you.
Hello? Hey. Hello, Mr. Hotel Man?
Hello there.
Yeah, hey buddy, how are you?
Okay. So, you want to book with us?
Yeah, I was explaining to you that I had to call someone else first, you know? To ask them about it.
Okay, it's up to you, sir.
I mean, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Is there some confusion back there? What's going on?
Where are you from, sir?
Where am I from?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm in Malaysia now. I'm at the airport. I'm at the airport.
You're in the airport right now.
Yeah.
Hello, Little Fine. Hello?
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 Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes?
Yes, do you have reservations there?
Yeah.
And how many? What's going on? Hello?
Kami sini bukan hotel. Kami sini bukan pub.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah?
Yeah, how are you?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Oh, it's too loud. It's too loud over there, right?
Yeah?
Yeah, it's kind of loud. Who is this?
Hello?
Oh, my God. Are you confused?
Hello?
Yes, hi. How are you, honey?
Hello?
How are you, honey? Hi.
Huh? Who's this?
Oh, this is Vagina.
Huh?
My name is Vagina.
Come back, sir.
My name is Vagina. Do you understand?
No.
Did you want to look me up in the computer?
Maybe yes.
Hi.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hello, hello, sir.
Yes, hi. My name is Vagina.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Vagina.
Hi. Huh?
What?
Hello, sir.
Uh-huh. My name is Vagina.
Vagina?
Yeah.
Looking for... Hello, sir.
I'm looking for, like, a nice, warm place.
From?
You know, another lady. I have to call someone else. You know? Oh, they finally hung up.
Hello, please.
Huh? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I want to make a
reservation.
I want to make a reservation.
Hello?
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 Fucking shit. Hello?
Hello?
I want to make a reservation, I said.
Hello?
Fuck you.
Hello?
Yes. I swear to God, these Pacific nations, I swear to God, these Pacific Islanders, all they ever say on the phone when you call on this show is hello. There's a rare exception like the one place I was just talking with, but as you see the place I was connecting him with, all they say is hello. I swear to God, if I call, name the fucking country, Saipan, all they say, hello, hello, hello. Why even have a phone? That's all they ever say. Hello? Oh, God damn it. That was so fucking confused. I have a headache from all that. Fuck. Okay, let's calm down. Here's Mandley's Lot. This is in Malaysia. What? I'm getting numbers in Malaysia, but I thought the Sultan is a Brunei. Is Brunei in Malaysia? I don't know. I don't understand. No, it's a country. Fuck. Ugh. Anyway, Malaysia here. Malaysia.
Hello,
Sate. Hi, how are you? Do you speak English or are you a stupid?
Hello?
Do you speak English or are you stupid? Oh, God. Didn't get far there. Let's try that again. Do 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 do.
Hello, Sate.
Yeah, what happened?
Sorry?
What happened? The phone disconnected.
Who's this?
My name is Vagina. Fuck.
Fuck.
You're smart there. They know what I say, Vagina. They're like, ew. That's what she said. Ew, Vagina, ew. For sale, a black walnut log. This is Rick. Rick is selling a black walnut log. All right. I'm going to find it. I hope you find it. Oh, copy, paste, go.
You have reached Rick McCall, Lawn Maintenance and Landscaping. Please leave your name and number, and your call will be returned. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Motherfucker, listen. When you get this... Hey, motherfucker, how are you?
Hello, who?
Yeah, how are you, motherfucker? How you doing?
You hang on, eh?
Fuck you. You hear these motherfuckers, Rick? These motherfuckers? Fuck them, right? Fuck you.
Hello, can I help you?
Yeah, fuck you in the ass.
Hello, I beg your pardon, can you speak louder?
Yeah, go to hell, go to shit hell. Shit fucking stupid.
I beg your pardon?
You're stupid.
I can't hear you.
What?
Can you repeat, please?
I say you are stupid. All right. There you go, Rick. And the next time, it's going to be you, motherfucker.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen, to send your message with normal delivery, press 1.
Oh, we can't hear
it. To send your
back.
Message with urgent delivery, press 2. Thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
I would have liked to have heard that message played back before we sent it. Oh, okay. Moving right along. Right along. I will look for these other numbers. Here, ooh, look at here. In New Zealand, we have the Great India Restaurant. Great India Restaurant, everybody. It's got a 5-star Michelin rating, apparently, according to Lonesome Loser, who just recently came back from a trip to New Zealand to promote his YouTube channel. Thank you.
Great Michelin, how may I help you?
Hey, boy, how you doing?
How may I help?
Yeah, you can take an order from me is how you can help.
A takeaway order?
Yeah, a takeaway order, that's right.
Yeah, sure, just one moment, please.
Hurry up.
What can I get for you?
Motherfucker. Yeah, 2 garlic naan.
Sorry, what's that?
2 garlic naan.
Garlic naan, sure.
All right, 2 of them. All right, 1 chicken tandoori spicy.
The tandoori chicken, you can't change the spices with it. Set medium.
Motherfucker. Yeah, that's fine.
Sure. Is that all for today?
Okay, and then also, can you put a few of those little chili pepper motherfuckers on the side? You know what I'm talking about? Those little pepper motherfuckers?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. So.
All right, fuck it then. All right, 1 banchud.
1 what, sorry?
Banchud.
What's that?
It's Indian. Banchud?
No, I don't know what that is.
Are you Indian?
No, sir, I'm not.
What are you?
I'm your motherfucking worst nightmare, cunt.
You're a motherfucker. motherfucking worst nightmare. Cunt. Cunt. He said, cunt. Cunt. Eat it. Cunt. Eat it. He said, eat it. He knew exactly what it was. Oh, come on, man. Come on. I'll call him again. Fuck that motherfucker. He said motherfucker too, isn't that awesome? This is the motherfucker show. Definitely this is the motherfucker show. And yes, George, he does sound scary, George. You're right. He does.
At India Restaurant, can I help you?
Hey, boy, what happened? You hung up because you got scared?
Sorry, could you repeat that, sir?
You hung up because you got scared and intimidated?
Sorry, we got cut off.
Well, you say, what did you say, that you're a cunt, was it? I heard you say that you're a cunt. You said, I said, who are you? Indian, and you said, I'm your motherfucking cunt. You said, is that what you want? You want me to make your mouth my cunt? All right, let's continue here. Look at more numbers from Mr. Lonesome Loser, who is sending in additional Indian places in New Zealand. Now, we'll compare, because, of course, in Australia, we have noticed, all collectively here at Madhouse have noticed, indeed, that the Indians in Australia are extra riled up and angry as compared to those in the United States and Europe. I think the United States is the mildest, and then it goes from there. Europeans are a little angrier, and Australians are really mad. Anyway, let's see what New Zealand begets.
Good evening, to speak to you. How can I help you?
Are you Indian?
Hello?
Are you Indian, boy?
Oh, yeah.
Delicious. I'd like to make an order for
takeaway. Oh, yeah. So would you like an order, pickup, or delivery?
Takeaway.
Oh, a takeaway? Yes. What would you like, sir?
I will come collect it. Yes. I would like 2 garlic naan.
Oh, just a minute. 2?
Fucking, yeah. 2?
Yeah. 2 garlic naan?
Yep.
And?
1 papadoms.
1 papadom?
Yep. 1 chicken tandoori, medium spicy.
1 chicken tandoori.
Uh-huh. Medium spicy.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And then the last thing is a banchud.
Sorry?
Banchud.
Sorry?
Banchud.
I didn't get that.
Banchud. You know what?
Hello?
Yeah, you know banchud?
No.
Oh, you're Indian. You know banchud, right? You know what the banchud is?
So you just, 2 garlic naan?
And a motherfucker, yeah. Motherfucker. Banshoot is motherfucker.
And one papada.
Listen, I'm saying that Banshoot is motherfucker. Acknowledge me.
Would you like to pick up, like, so order, or what would you like to have?
Acknowledge me.
Sorry?
Acknowledge me.
So we don't have any, like, so what are you saying? We don't have any dish. Like, we don't have any food like that.
Say it. Say the name. Say it.
Sorry?
Say the name.
We don't have, sorry.
Say what I said. Say Banshoot.
So, okay, I just pass your call to my manager.
Okay, hurry up.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on here.
Okay, what would you like, sir, please?
I'm trying to order Banshoot.
Banshoot?
Yes.
What do you mean, Banshoot?
Banshoot.
Which restaurant do you want, sir?
Marichod and Banshoot, you know?
The fuck up, man.
You're
the fuck up.
You're Banshoot and he's Marichod. Finally, God. I had to put the manager to get angry. I'll call back.
Hello?
Yeah, who's the motherfucker now, huh? Bitch.
I'm gonna call cops, okay? I got a caller ID, okay? I'm gonna give the cops, okay?
I'm gonna call...
If you call back, I'm gonna give the cops, okay? Cops are here, okay? Just 1 minute to come there, okay?
I call your mother.
We have a caller ID, okay? We have a caller ID. We have your name, too.
Babe.
Okay, don't call back.
Bitch.
Cuba, how can I help you?
Yeah, I called on accident. I'm sorry. He said not call again, but I did again. What happens now?
Sorry?
You said don't call again, and I called again. Stupid. Hey, put manager on the phone. Go. Put manager on the phone.
Open my computer windows.
Hello. They got some cool beats there. Okay, we'll keep them on the line since they're Banshoots. Banshoots, I hope you're listening. We're calling the Curry Club your competition. Indian guys back there dancing around, sexual dancing with each other. Probably got their dicks out and everything. They're like wagging around their uncircumcised dicks. Like, ooh, we're Indian. We don't circumcise.
Hello, Curry Club. How can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make an order.
Yes.
Okay.
What's your name, please?
This is Vagina.
How do you spell?
V-A-G-I-N-A.
Okay. And what's your order?
Okay, one garlic naan.
One garlic naan, yeah.
One chicken tandoori.
One full tandoori chicken.
Yes, medium spices.
Okay, tandoori.
Okay.
Medium spice, yeah.
One mother chod.
One what?
Mother chod.
Sorry, I can't understand.
One mother chod. Marichod.
1 minute. Okay. 1 minute. One second.
Hurry up.
Aji ek kya bolta konsi curry mutton chaat.
Hello there.
Yeah, I want to order one marichod.
Matter.
Chod. Or chod.
Yeah. How you spell it?
C H O D.
B-A?
C-H.
Yeah?
O-D.
O-D.
Chod, that's it.
A chicken chutna or something like that?
No, it's your shit. It's like your mother, you know, motherfucker, mother chod, you know what I mean?
Yeah?
Yeah, and then ban chod. Is your sister, you know, ban? You know what ban is? Ban?
I'm joined over here.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to order motherfucker. You don't understand, stupid? Are you going to do the same thing? Okay. All right. Now, we got two of you listening on the line like stupid monkeys, and I'll call the next one, motherfucker. We got two of them just listening back there.
Hello?
Yeah, I want to make an order.
What do you would like to have?
One banchod.
Sorry?
One banchod.
What's that?
It's your it's your sister. Your sister?
Come
here, let's call Little India, motherfucker. I heard him saying they called the Curry Club, and then he's like, they're calling Indus Restaurant because he heard out in the message. That's funny. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forget which one that was, so we'll never get to talk.
What do you mean we didn't get there, Steve? How can I help you?
Shut up. I'm talking.
Sorry?
I said shut up. I'm talking.
Yes?
Yeah, I want to make an order.
Make an order, yes. What would you like to have, sir?
One banchod.
Sorry?
One banchod.
All right.
One mutterchod.
Okay.
Okay. One kuta.
Sorry, what was that?
Kuta.
Acha, hor.
Uh-huh.
Hor ki jaga tumu?
I want your whole mother, the whole thing, naked, on a table.
Teri maa chodan gai hoi ya?
Yeah, teri marilan.
Teri marilan, teri maare chone te lan.
Soup marilan.
Madam, India mein pure chef hara lan, teri maare lore te lan, teri maare chodda te lan, teri pyori bole te lan.
Oh, the Indians. They always pull through. Yeah, these New Zealand Indians are quite riley. Just like their Australian brethren there in the Pacific English region. Thank you. Of Oceania. He was Bengali, that last one, because he was saying Tadamadilan, that's Bengali. I know that. Okay. I don't remember which one was the curry one that stayed on for three calls. Let's see. See if it's this one.
Curry Club.
It's not available.
That wasn't it. That was Curry Club. That was a different one, sir. Curry Pot is here. The Curry Pot. An Indian guy answered there. All right. Let's ask him. We could say like Jen Stewart does. He's going to take a big poo in the pot. And we're going to mix it up. That's fucking nasty.
Good evening, Curry Pot.
Hey, how you doing, boy?
Hello.
Hey, boy, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing good, too, baby. I wanted to make an order.
Yes, sure.
All right, I want to make an order for a banchod.
Sorry?
Banchod?
Yep.
One banchod, yes.
And?
Banchod? One mutterchod?
Yep.
One mother child, okay. And I want your whole mother to be there. The whole woman. Naked.
Hello?
Yeah, naked with no clothes on. The whole woman. Oh, boy. Anyway, let me take a quick break real quick while I recover here and regroup my brain machine. I'm going to be right back. But before that, before I come back, that is... there will be a prank call that you all probably heard a whole bunch of times already, but I will subject you to listening to it again. Well, just part of it, not the whole thing, but it's the roommate call. Carlito's roommate, that's all you know. It was my roommate in the hospital that got prank called by Brad Carter. Oh yeah, motherfucker. Anyway, I'll be right back after this.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Hello.
Hi. This is Mark. I'm in the janitor's office.
Yes.
Hey, we need you to mop the hallways to help, you know, pay for your keep there. Just to kind of help out a little, help out, you know.
Okay.
Pull your own weight. We need you to mop the hallway there outside your door.
Okay.
Is there a mop in your room?
I don't know.
Oh, can you get up and, like, look around and check and see if there's a mop?
I don't think I can help, Mark. I just got transferred here this afternoon. I don't know much of what's going on.
But there's no one else to mop. We need someone to mop the hallway. The floor is filthy. I was up
hold
there.
On, hold I was on, up. Just hold okay. on a second.
All right.
Could I get a bed plan?
Are you getting a mop from the nurse?
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Well, does the nurse have a mop? What did you ask her for?
I asked her for a bedpan.
Oh, no, that's not going to help with the floors.
No, I'm sorry, I can't help you, Mark.
Well, someone's got to clean these floors. You got to pull your own weight. You got to pull your own weight if you're going to stay here.
Okay, well, if we could, let's talk about it tomorrow.
Well, no, tomorrow's no good, because we've got Edward from, it's like two doors down from you. He's doing the mopping tomorrow. Today, it's your turn. It's like your turn. You got to take your turn and do your part.
Would you call my daughter?
Oh, okay, let me see.
Tell her what you're talking about.
Well, no, but, like, she's not going to come down and do the mopping. That's crazy. No, it's got to be the resident. We can't just have outside people coming in and mopping things.
Okay. Well, she can help me get it organized.
Well, but, like, is she going to be able to do it today? Because we need you to mop the hallway today.
I can't do it today.
Well, why not?
Because I don't understand the process.
You don't understand how to mop a floor? It's not rocket science. You just get the mop and you put it in the bucket and you rub the mop back and forth in the hallway. It's really easy. The nurse can help you understand how to do it.
Somebody will have to explain it to me.
Yeah, the nurse will explain it to you. Can you get up?
I'm 90 years old and
No, stop making excuses. Stop making excuses. We need someone to mop in there. We need someone to mop in there within the next... We need you to start right now, because it's got to be done within the next couple hours.
I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Got to get mopping.
I wish I could help you, but I can't tonight.
If you're not going to do it, then who's going to do it?
I don't know.
Okay, we're going to need you to go two doors down to your right and ask him if he'll swap with you. And you can mop for him tomorrow, and he'll mop for you today. Can you go ask him if he'll swap duties with you?
No, I can't do it.
Why? Someone's got to mop the floors. They're filthy. Do you want to be kicked
out?
Well,
it won't be me.
You're going to get yourself.
I'm sorry.
You're going to get yourself kicked out of here.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Sorry doesn't cut it. Who's going to mop this place? Footprints out there. Dirt and mud from all the snow outside. Someone's got a mop. I'm not going to mop.
Okay.
Don't ask me to mop. That's not my job.
Okay.
I'm the supervisor. I'm above mopping floors at this point.
Okay.
Just get out there and mop. I think the mop's in the bathroom.
You'll have to talk to my daughter. I don't understand what you're talking about.
You understand. Don't say that. You understand me perfectly. I'm going to call your daughter and file. We're gonna write you up with a demerit.
Okay.
You're going to get two demerits if you don't mop.
Okay.
And if you get more than three demerits, then you get written up.
Okay.
And it goes on your permanent record.
Okay.
You'd rather have that than just mop the floors like everyone else does?
Yeah. I'll do my mopping when I understand. I've been here about 15 minutes.
I know, you got a mop. That's how we pay the bills here. Why do you?
Well, you'll have to talk to my daughter.
So you understand, right? I mean, how can you not understand? It's so simple. You got to pull your own weight. You got to mop the floors. Ah.
I'm sorry, Mark, to let you down.
That's all right. Well, no, it's not all right, actually. It sucks. But...
I just arrived, and I didn't understand what he's talking about. He's making the point, well, you have to do your job or you get demerits. I think the guy's crazy. So the only thing I knew to do was have him call you, honey. I couldn't make any sense out of it. Okay, honey. Love you.
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy. I'm the janitor here at the doctor's where your father's staying.
Yes.
And, we're having some problems. He's refusing to mop the floors on his floor because we have to have him mop all of the floors on the entire level of the building.
Yeah.
To help kind of earn his keep so he's not like a freeloader. Okay. And he's saying he's not going to do it. And he's trying to tell me that you're going to do it. And I that's just crazy. We can't have people that aren't staying here do the housework.
Okay, so you want him to mop the floors on the third floor?
Everything on the third floor. That'd be great. Just for one day. Like the all the people staying here, they take turns. And today is his turn. And he's got to mop the floors. So if you could I'm sorry?
He just came up there. You know, about 2:30, but he can't mop the floors. He can't even walk.
Oh no, he can like use the mop as a support. You know.
Oh no, that's out of the question.
Oh no, it's got to be done. He can't be a freeloader. He's got to pull his own weight around here. We all do. We all got to pitch in. So yeah, if you could just talk to him about that, because.
Well, I'm not going to talk to him about it because. You know, the man is almost died like a week ago. I don't care who. I don't care.
Well,
he can't mop the floors.
Well, that's the way things are done here. He's got to pull his own weight. We can't afford to just hire janitors to mop. We're on a budget. This economy is killing us all. I mean, pardon the pun. Yeah, okay, well, if you could just talk to him, that'd be great.
I'm not going to talk to him. He's not going to be mopping the floor.
Well,
he can't even get out of bed. They have a monitor if he even sits up and gets out of his chair.
Maybe if you can arrange to switch with another one of the guests here, the patients here. You know, maybe like...
No, I'm not going to arrange anything like that.
He could mop tomorrow, and then maybe someone else could take his place today.
No, that's out of the question.
Killing me here.
If he's expected to mop the floors, we're just going to transfer to another facility.
Well, maybe that'd be best. You know, he's not going to pull his own weight. We don't need freeloaders here anyway. I've got to go. I've got to go arrange someone to mop the floor now.
What is your name?
So lazy. This is Roy. Mark Roy.
He's not lazy.
He's so lazy. He won't even mop. Well, I gotta
There's something wrong with you.
Well, this is the way things are done here.
No, they're not done that way with my father.
All right. Well, thanks anyway. Thanks for nothing.
Of course not. But he said, you know,
This is the area code.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
That's the phone number.
All
right. I'll see what I can make out. This is
God.
So sorry that happened.
But he called my dad on this phone, and then I just went home for an hour, and he called me on my cell. Mm-hmm. And
I couldn't get rid of him, so I asked him to call my daughter. It was such a wild story.
Yeah.
So crazy. Okay.
I'm gonna see what I can.
Very good.
Said
he was on the janitor on the third floor of building 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened?
661 area code. And, you know, 15 minutes ago, he said, your dad's lazy. He's got to help mop the floors.
And, I hated to do it. I'm sorry.
No.
I couldn't get him off the phone.
I had to listen to him. He was just rude and belligerent. And
yeah.
He said everybody up there has to do their thing, and he's lazy. Ah, it's horrible.
It's terrible.
Just like you got your call.
I got my soda.
Are you sure? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's okay.
So I don't know. He's just insane, and I don't know how he got your number, Dad.
Don't either.
Yeah.
And I hated you. Palm it off on you.
No.
But I didn't know what to do with
the guy. Oh, no, you should have given me my number. Because I had to hear, you know, this wacko.
Yeah.
What he had to say.
That's really crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Was it a kid? Was it like a kid? Like
no,
a kid?
No, he said his name is Roy. I didn't get his last name, and then he hung up.
Oh.
So I gave the nurse his number because I had it on my cell phone.
Oh, he called you? He just blocked the number or anything?
No, he didn't block the number. Everybody out there has to take the responsibility and mop. He said, now I'm going to have to find somebody else that can mop. And I said, my dad can't even walk, you know. So the main thing is, you know, so upsetting to my dad. I know he didn't have any control over it, but he's definitely nuts, Dad. And somehow he called in to you because you're a new patient. He has nothing to do with the hospital because he has a different area code.
But one of the oddest telephone conversations I've ever had.
Well, I'm really glad he called me so I could hear his nuttiness.
No. He did the right thing.
Pardon?
He did the right thing, given having him call you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
He did the right thing, having him call me back. Oh, my God.
Boy.
Did he call, like, soon after I left?
Yeah.
Did he tell you his name besides Roy? He said, I'm the janitor on the third floor, and everybody up there has to take their turn. Come on. And your dad said, well, I can't mop. And my daughter, you know, call my daughter. And
unbelievable call.
I know.
I hated to do it, but I had to get rid of it.
I had to talk to him too. Don't think twice about that. I had to talk to this man.
He was a nuts, y'all.
Yeah. We're on a budget there, you know. Everybody has to pull their weight.
Yeah, please. Whacking it. Don't worry about it. There's no one here named Roy. I never heard of Roy here.
Yeah.
Never heard of a Roy in my life before.
Right.
I don't know who that would be.
That's where he got the number from. But he's not stuck.
So. One thing, honey.
Oh, my God. It's Twilight Zone.
Unbelievable.
Call in toll free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open up trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever
make you who you are.
Somebody hit me the other day for a was the best good in the dungeon.
Alright, motherfucker. Yeah. That was audio of me falling down and breaking my ankle 1 month and 1 day ago. For those of you who don't know where I have been, where have I been the last month and 1 day? lost me, but I still. I slipped on ice at work. Broke my ankle, had an open fracture, which means the bone was sticking out, you know. And I also shattered my tibia in the process. It was bullshit. Anyway, I'm pissed off. So, I don't know if you overheard, just a few minutes ago, right before I took that break, what had me kind of frazzled. If you were to ask me what sound scares me the most ever since I was a child, and I would have to say it's the emergency alert tone. There's a name for it. I know there's a specific name for it. But it's a combination of three tones in one, I think, that are just... It's designed to be really shrill against the ear, and it makes you feel uncomfortable, and then you look to see what it is. That's why it's used, to get your attention. You don't really hear shit like that in nature and whatnot. Anyway, so that started playing. All of a sudden, I'm like, okay, I know there's no TV or radio on. What in the fuck here would do that? And I figured it was coming from my cell phone that's over here next to me, which I didn't even know was next to me. And on the screen, I have a Galaxy S3. And on the screen was an Amber Alert. It scared the fuck out of me. And it's almost midnight. Like, had I been sleeping, and that would have woken me up. Because I sleep with my cell phone on the bed next to me. That would have scared the shit out of my fucking ass. I mean, seriously, look, and if you think I'm bullshitting, then it's during the break now, I was researching. I'm like, all right, well, how do I turn that off? I don't want that shit to happen. And I found it. It's called Wireless Emergency Alerts. And if you're using Android, you have it. It's in your settings. You have to go to your settings, and you go all the fuck the way. Where'd you go? Where did I go? You go to your if you have Android, you have to go to your messaging app. So your text messaging app, you tap on menu, and you go to settings. And then all the way, almost cleared away to the bottom, down third from last section, you see emergency message settings. So check this out. Emergency alerts, and you set up what type you want to receive. By default, they will all be checked. So that could have happened to you. The top one, which you don't have the option of unchecking, is presidential alerts. You can't uncheck that one. So there could be a presidential alert, which I would guess would be some kind of national emergency. And then there's also imminent extreme alert. And then imminent severe alert. I don't know what levels. Like, if they're for thunderstorms, I don't want this shit going off, scaring the shit out of me at 3 in the morning. You know, for a fucking thunderstorm or a winter alert or some shit. But then, yeah, the last one, Amber Alerts. And this is Receive Child Abduction Emergency Alerts. And here's the button to preview the tone. I'm guessing it's going to make that fucking noise. Let's see. Yeah, see? And it says right here. Listen to it. God damn, it scares the fuck out of me. Ever since I was a kid, back when it was the emergency broadcast service, I remember if that one came on there on the TV, as a kid, I would run and hide every time. I don't know why. Or at least, yeah. I mean, my mom still remembered that. Up until when she died, she was telling me, I remember whenever that noise used to come up, you used to run and hide in the closet, you were scared. And it's funny, just like, you know, I didn't know half a shit about the Russians wanting to nuke us. When I was 3-4 years old, really, but I knew that was bad news. Anyway. So, the reason I shared that, because it pissed me off, that fucking hat. Scared the shit out of me first. Pissed me off, and I wanted to share with you guys to go in and undo that. God damn. Anyway. And now I'm tired. This is the latest I've been up in a month. And the only reason I'm able to... I said to myself I was only going to do an hour, and I'm 2 hours in. But I don't want to just end the show abruptly because I said it was going to be a break. If it wasn't for that, I would have just ended. Now, I know Baz said he wanted to go on with Turbo, I think. That would be awesome. Cut that loud mess off. Oh, shit, he's calling right now, actually. Let me connect Baz. Hello, Baz.
Hey,
how you doing there, Flapjack?
I'm doing okay. Hey, I just want to say, don't be scared, baby. It's going to be okay.
That shit scares me.
Don't worry.
Oh, No, seriously, that shit scared the fuck out of my fucking...
Yeah, I know. I could hear that in the background. Yeah. I thought I was hearing something. Well, of course. What the fuck is that?
Well, I started looking for a TV at first. Like, I'm like, wait, I don't have a TV in this room. What the fuck, you know?
Yeah, I thought maybe something happened at the Olympics or something.
Yeah. God damn. That just pisses me off, this shit like that. It just turned on my phone. I never would have thought they would have used that sound either. Why would they use that sound? That just... If that went off in my pocket, man, you know, if I was like really drunk or if I was like really high or something, and that noise started going off in my pocket when I was out in public, I would have been so fucking scared.
No shit.
And everyone would have turned around and stared at me like, what the fuck? You just hear that noise. You just hear that noise going off.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That'd be a cool prank to go in public and just play that really loud on your cell phone, that...
Yeah,
emergency alert. Just see what.
Would it be a bad idea to use that in a prank call?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. Why would it be?
I guess not.
I'll let that pass. I wouldn't have a problem with that. I don't see why.
Just use it when we call Guam.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Baz, I was actually thinking about dipping out. I know I just took a big break and all that shit, but I was wanting to dip.
That's
out.
Cool.
Did you want to go on, you said, with,
Yeah, Turbo and I are going to go on. I don't think I can go on for maybe about 50 minutes, so I told him about 10 p.m. Pacific.
All right. Now...
And I think he's going to broadcast. I've been having some problems with my Mixler. I haven't figured it out yet.
All right. Yeah, I got to elevate my foot. And I'm a little hungry, too.
I hear you.
Yeah. So anyway, is Turbo...
Man.
Is Turbo ready? What was that?
It was great hearing his show.
Oh, thanks. It was great being on. No, seriously, my leg is bothering me, too. Like, I'm in a boot right now, and it's just very uncomfortable to sit up like I have to use two computers like this.
Yeah, you haven't done that for a couple hours straight in a while, I'll bet.
No, I have not. I've really been just laying down. I do physical therapy and all that, but... It's not the same thing. Anyway. All right, Baz.
Is that helping?
What's that?
Is that helping? The PT?
Yeah, PT helps. OT helps also. All that good shit. All right. Here's Thailand. All right, we got to call Thailand. It's been a very weird show today, Baz.
Yeah, I just tuned in about 30 minutes ago.
Yeah. It's a lot of me connecting different people at once. And all right. Fun, entertaining, at least better than nothing.
So what, Thailand? Is it a business or?
Caesar's Entertainment. That's all I got.
Hi.
Is that Caesar's?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you guys use? A casino?
You can speak English?
Do you speak English? Oh, fuck.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Do you speak English, honey?
I can't speak English.
You can't? Oh, it's good that you have here in the computer. It says that you have English speakers and you don't speak English, right? That's a bunch of shit. Can you put someone else on the phone, honey? Oh, you're fucking retarded. I'm going to keep you on the phone. You're so stupid. You'll hang up. Hee, hee, hee. Hee, hee. Ha, hee, hee. Hello? Okay. that was a massage place I was trying to connect. I don't know if that was their hold music or... Their dial tone thing. Their dial. Their ring back tone. That's a ring back tone.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, is this massage?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my friend Baz, he's on the phone here, and he wants a massage. We're going to masturbate him.
Yeah, I want a massage. I was wondering, I've got a big... hard on for the king of Thailand. Do you have a picture of the king that you can put up on the wall so that I can look at the picture of the king while you rub me down
Mm-hmm.
So I can fantasize that the king is giving me a good rub down.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. So is this a massage? Will you massage my lower body or my upper body?
Yes. What time?
Yeah, I want you to massage down there. Do you understand what I say when I say down there?
Okay.
Can you say anything other than okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? I hear that the king is a real asshole. Your king?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I met him in Singapore at a bar, and he tried to touch my cock. And then I liked it. That's why I developed a man crush on him, and I want to rub one out looking at a picture of the king. Okay.
Finally left. He just said okay. Did you say anything else? Okay.
I think he understood about maybe 10% of what we were saying.
I don't even think it was that. He understood okay. I know that much. Yeah, Baz, I'm gone. Thank you, Baz, for helping out with one little call there, little motherfucker, and hopefully you'll be on in about an hour or so, I guess.
Yeah, about maybe 45 minutes, 50 minutes.
I'm going to eat some cottage cheese, man.
And Turbo's going to be streaming this, so
good.
I think he'll probably do it on the Madhouse Mixler.
Good. He should, damn it. And yep. I'm going to have me some cottage cheese, you know?
Nice.
Maybe on some crackers.
Very good.
Yeah. All right, thanks, buddy. See you later, Baz. Bye.
All right, later, man.
Bye. All right, there you go. And I think we're done. It's time for my cottage cheese, motherfuckers. Yeah. That's what it sounds like when it comes out. Because it's soft. It's like I'm pissing like a girl when I shit. Anyway. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in today on the tonight. Fuck. On the Madhouse thing, the show. I was Carlito, your host. Big thanks to Lonesome Loser, Nova, Nunu, and Big Baz, who all contributed with numbers and talent and help and suggestions. I see Dwight was calling, and I didn't get to him in time. I'm sorry, Dwight, you could not be on. Dwidget, perhaps next time, Big Dwight. Stay tuned in a little bit. Turbo, I guess, hopefully will show up this time. He was supposed to come on yesterday, and he didn't show up. When he was told, he said he was going to come on after Brad. He didn't come on. It was bullshit. All right, guys. Have a good weekend.